brought to you by bedroombattlefield.com. This is the Tabletop Miniature Hobby Podcast. It's question of the month time, and that question was, which person, deceased or staying alive, would you love to play a miniatures game with and why? And also, what game would you play? Let's hear your answers.
Hello everyone, Callum, aka Dr. Spoke here. I thought I had an answer to this as soon as I heard the question, but as I mulled it over, I realised it wasn't the right answer. Initially I thought, oh, that's easy. I want to play Small Wars in the garden on a sunny afternoon with H.G. Wells. Done and dusted. Then my brain started having other ideas, thinking about great generals like Napoleon, Alexander the Great, or celebrities who enjoy this sort of thing, like Peter Cushing or Henry Cavill. Then I thought, maybe I could give Jervis Johnson a game of second edition 40K. Then at least I might win a game of something. But then, as it always does with this hobby, my nostalgia got the better of me. I used to travel 45 minutes by train every Saturday to visit my nearest Games Workshop store, and almost every time I was accompanied by another young lad, who, if my failing memory is correct, was coincidentally called Matthew. I'd love to have another chance to have my horde of orcs and goblins smash into his stalwart dwarven ranks once more in a game of 4th edition Warhammer Fantasy Battle. I think that was probably what we played most of the time. Maybe one day, eh? Thanks again for the excellent podcast. I look forward to hearing what everyone is playing with Barry Gibb. And if anyone wants, they can find me as Dr. Spork on Mastodon or Blue Sky. And if you're into 3D printing, I have a bunch of Oldhammer-inspired sculpts over on Cults 3D. Tatty byes.
Hello guys, another Matthew, Jason here. Warhammer is what I'd like to play, obviously. And I'd like to play it with some of the guys that were helped design it, develop it, streamline it. Thomas Pirinen, Leslie Cavatore, maybe Rick Priestley. Even Andy Chambers, he did it for a short time, didn't he? And that sort of people. Even Matt Ward's adjustments in time. Especially I'd like to play it with people that cross over with the Lord of the Rings. Because I'd like them to run a game where they are the game's master. And they just run a participation game scenario just to see how they do it and see how they envisioned it. And I can ask them questions whilst we're playing and have a little chat about how they intended the game to be played, how it could be used in situations that are beyond that which were presented in G-dubs, because they had an obvious commercial requirement behind it in many ways. It's still fun, but nonetheless, just some of those areas that are lesser thought about, perhaps lesser known. I mean, I specifically like to ask whether Lord of the Rings is a streamlined, modernized version of Warhammer. Because I don't know whether I'm just seeing patterns out of nothing here, but I feel like there's a lot of crossover there. That's improvements. And it feels very similar. And whether Matt Ward's extension of War of the Ring is the modern Warhammer. Really. And just keep asking them questions like that. That's what I would love to do. And I could bore you all by telling you even more questions that I'd have for them and everything else. But I think I'll leave it here beyond one thing, which is I really am intrigued by the old school method of running games, which is no points. And it's a scenario basis. These are big mass combat games, by the way, and like Warhammer. And having a games master and seeing some of the stuff there, because that's just not the usual way of playing now, I don't think. And perhaps it's a shame. But roll on the October game with everyone, Matthew Beebe's podcast, big game with that run by Mark up in Birmingham. And we're going to run a participation game in exactly the same manner. But obviously, youngins doing it. See if we can do it as well as them. Cheers, guys.
Hey, Matthew. This is Cam of Warwick. If I could play a game with anyone in the world, the game would, of course, be Manowar, because that's what most of my hobby time revolves around. And the person would be Terry Garr from 1974, which is when she did Young Frankenstein. You know, would you like to have a roll in the hay? And I would play, well, it doesn't really matter what fleet I would play, but I'd ask her to play the Empire. So, you know, she'd have to do the accent the whole time. And for why I would choose Terry Garr, well, that probably better stay my business.
Our question of the month for October 2024 is, tell us about your local gaming club or hobby store. What makes it so special? How did you discover it? And what types of games or miniatures would we likely spot if we came along with you? Head on over to bedroombattlefields.com/voicemail to submit your clip, and I need them in by Thursday the 31st of October, Halloween. That link again is bedroombattlefields.com/voicemail. And now, back to the show.
Dave Crow here. I'm out for a walk with the dog, so I thought I would leave you a wee message. Answer for question of the month. Who would you like to play with, dead or alive? Well, not who would like to play dead or alive with, but for my answer, the release of Necromunda back in the mid-90s was really the game that got me 100% hooked, and that'll have to be the one that I'm gonna set up to play with the pick of the people. It'll be a lot of people who would have been around at the time, so I'm gonna run a campaign with someone representing each of the six original gangs. So we'll start with Goliath, who everyone knows and loves as the face-painted, roid-raging bodybuilders of the Underhive. So who better to represent them than the ultimate warrior himself? So he'll be first on the lineup. The Dalak, I think the best Baldy award has to go to Skin from Skunk Anansie, who I think just, she's such an iconic individual. Have to give her the reins of the Baldy Bandits then. So the Orlocks, I'm going to hand over to the capable hands of famous trade unionist Mike Lynch. Then we have the Escher. The crazy Riot Girls are going to be headed up by 90s grunge icon Courtney Love. Then, who do I have left? We've got Fansar. So the 90s tech icon James Dyson, I think, is going to have to take those boys before he packs up ship and heads off to Malaysia. And then last but not least, the Cawdor. So let it never be said that a fella from Northern Ireland was short of an ideologically blinkered example to rely on. So I'll just tell the Reverend Dr. Ian Paisley that these good lads are Presbyterians, and he'll be off. He'll hit the ground running with them. So he'll take the Cawdor, and that'll be grand. So that's it. I think that campaign would go well. Just put those six individuals in a room together and let the dice roll, you know. So that'll be my answer. Thanks. Cheers.
Hey, it's James here. I've been on the Discord just for a while, but I don't really take part very much. But I do enjoy the podcast very much. My answer to the question for this month is Henry Cavill, because he is a total uber geek. I've got a man crush on him. I think he's awesome. But he seems to be fixated on 40k, which doesn't light my fires. I would like to play against him and introduce him to other games that are not Games Workshop based. If you're interested to see what I do, warchest.co.uk is my blog. Not been updated for a long time, and I've been enjoying reading your rules and stuff, and I will get back to you on that. So Henry Cavill and me, and I'm going to convert him. 40k is not the be all and end all, by far. We all know this.
Hello, it's Ed from Sussex and the Discord here. My answer for who I would love to play a miniatures game with and why is the one, the only, the legend that was Sir Terry Pratchett. The Discworld books were my absolute favourite growing up and still remain very close to my heart. I regularly read them still. Whether I don't think I quite read all of them every year, but I would at least be reading 12 to 15 a year. Some of them I've reread double digits times, so I'm a fairly big fan. And it would be great to sit at a table with a glass of something and a miniatures game in front of us. So now the question is, what miniatures game do I go with? And I think it's actually quite an easy answer here. It would be Blood Bowl. It's quite a simple, fun game to play. It has the requisite amount of wacky silliness in it, which I think Sir Terry would have very much enjoyed. I know he was once asked to possibly write in the Warhammer world many years ago, back in the 80s, and turned down the opportunity. But I don't think he would turn down an opportunity to play the crazy fun that is Blood Bowl. So yeah, that's my answer. I would very much like to sit down and play Blood Bowl with Sir Terry Pratchett. Failing that, I would happily play 2nd edition 40k with Dr. Spork. And you know what? That one's actually going to happen next summer. So you better watch out. My Ultramarines are coming for your Gene Stealer cults, Callum, I promise you.
Hi, Matthew. This is George here from Melbourne. The person I would like to play a miniatures game with and why would be Rick Priestley. Plain and simple, he's a war games hero to me, and I'd like to play Warhammer 3rd edition fantasy battles, as that's my entry point into the hobby. So very nostalgic for me. That's it. Thank you very much, Matthew. Bye.
Hello, this is Jason from New Orleans, Louisiana. Jason 4 on Discord, answering the question, the September question. And the person I would most like to play with is Grand Moff Tarkin himself, Peter Cushing. He, it's probably no secret, but he was a big collector and painter of miniatures, and there are many of pictures of him with his collection. I don't know if he played tabletop war games. I imagine he did. I'm not sure what person would love miniatures so much and not want to see them in action in some way, shape, or form. But what I've read about him is that he was a very nice, intelligent fellow. And of course, to be able to talk to him not only about wargaming and miniature painting, but about all the movies he was in and being Dr. Van Helsing and Grand Moff Tarkin and all that sort of thing. I think it would be really cool. He just seems like a really neat guy and a guy that would be cool to spend an afternoon with, a rainy afternoon in some big manor playing some kind of ancients or, World War II game or something like that.
Here's a question for you. When you want to find a new podcast to listen to, where do you look? If you can answer this question for us, you could win a $200 voucher. That's part of our podcast discovery survey prize draw. If you want to do that, head on over to thepodcasthost.com/survey. That's thepodcasthost.com/survey, and you can take part. Now, back to the show.
Hi, Matthew. It's Mark. In response to your September question of the month, which person, live or dead, would I most like to play a tabletop game with? Well, I'm going to slightly bend the rules, if I may, and invite a few people. And I wish for you to step with me back to 1990. It's that year after I got HeroQuest for Christmas, and I unpacked it and played with it, my brother and sister. However, how magical would it have been if I had been able to play with it, not just in my home with my family, but on the very set of Nightmare. Now, of course, Traegard, that venerable dungeon master of Nightmare Castle, will be the obvious choice to dungeon master the game of HeroQuest for us. And who better, in my opinion, to accompany myself? Three other adventurers would be three people from that same era of children's television. So I was thinking long and hard about this. Who would make the ultimate cut? Now, there's some good threesomes of television giants, of course, to go for, but I thought I would pick my favourites from amongst those groups. So I would like to choose from Press Gang, Julia Sawala, who I think would make a fantastic elf. She's clearly got a very keen eye, but is a tough cookie as well. So I think that she would have both the ranged and the melee abilities of that elf, along with the certain magical je ne sais quoi that she brought to that program, and many others in which she starred. I think moving on to the barbarian, then it would have to be that towering hulk of a man, Terry Nutkins from The Really Wild Show. As we all know, Terry was bitten by... I actually can't remember what he was bitten by, a monkey, perhaps? And he lost some of his fingers, but that didn't deter him for years of stalwart TV broadcasting. And I think in that role of barbarian, he would just go in there, he would smash the orcs left, right and centre. He'd know exactly what he's doing. There's no messing with Nutkins. And then finally, I think that the person I'd most like to be the wizard would be that wise old sage, Fred Dynanage from How To. Now, I was toying with, of course, Gaztop Jones, as anyone would, but I think Dynanage pips him to the post just for those years of wisdom he has on that head of his. Plus, I can imagine him in a full wizard's garb, looking particularly resplendent. So that's the game, HeroQuest, in 1990, dungeon mastered by Traegard, being held at Nightmare Castle, or certainly the TV set on which that was produced. And playing with me, Julia Sawala from Press Gang, Fred Dynanage from How To, and Terry Nutkins from The Really Wild Show. Okay, thank you.
Hi, Matthew. This is Sam Blood Knight from the Discord, calling from Austin. I just wanted to call in and just say this is a great question. I called previously, but I think the sound quality was terrible because I was driving at the time. So if you get a chance to use this one, this is going to give you better audio. Anyway, I think the person I'd like to play a game with would be Nigel Stillman, because he was a pioneer, in my opinion, of narrative gaming, and I would love to play a game of Warhammer Fantasy Battles with him, and just really have a game that's entirely focused on narrative and see where that goes and have fun with that. And while we're talking hypothetically here, I would also love to go back in time and play a game with myself as a teenager and play either some sort of skirmish game or Warhammer Fantasy Battles as well, but also warn myself to not get rid of all my models like I did. So yeah, that would be it. I love the show. Please keep making more episodes. Absolutely love it. And I'm looking forward to more. Thank you.
Thanks very much to everyone who submitted this month. I really do appreciate all your brilliant contributions that make these episodes possible. And that brings us nicely to our question of the month for October 2024, which is an invitation to tell us about your local gaming club or hobby store. What makes it so special? How did you discover it? How long have you been active within it? Maybe even founded it? And what types of games or miniatures would we likely spot on the table if we came along with you? And I know this is a trickier one than usual because lots of us, myself included, don't actually have a club or local hobby shop. So that means that if you do, the onus is on you to provide content for next month's episode. So please do send those in if you have an answer to that question. Head on over to bedroombattlefields.com/voicemail to do that. And I need them in by Thursday the 31st of October, Halloween. I'll listen to them whilst the wee one drowns me in a basin of water surrounded by bobbing apples. What a pity this isn't a video podcast. That link again is bedroombattlefields.com/voicemail. By the way, as for my own answer this month, as I'm just back from a holiday in Whitby, I'd probably opt for a game of Manowar with Captain James Cook. I read a book about him a couple of years ago, and I just had the opportunity there to visit the museum dedicated to him in Whitby, which is actually his old workplace and lodgings back from the days where he worked on the coal cats travelling down the coast to London and back. My favourite pub in Whitby is called the Endeavour, which was one of his ships, and something that came to me whilst enjoying a pint by the fire in that fine establishment is that DARE spells out discovery, adventure, resolution and endeavour. So if you're ever at a pub quiz and a name Captain Cook's ship's question ever comes up, you could thank me over at bedroombattlefields.com/Patreon. All right, thanks as always for listening. I really do appreciate it, and we'll chat again on the next one.